Welcome to Decoding the Customer, a podcast about customer experience and how to realize customer-centric change in today's dynamic business world. I'm Julia Allfelt, certified customer experience professional, business advisor, and host of this program. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you're new to the show, welcome. And if you're a returning listener, thanks, and it's great to have you back. This episode is part of my CX Mini Masterclass series here on Decoding the Customer. These episodes are published each Thursday and designed to be punchy, bite-sized overviews of key customer experience concepts and ideas for how you can help your organization thrive through customer centricity. Whether you're new to the field of customer experience, are preparing for the CCXP exam, or are a seasoned professional looking to brush up on a few basics, this series will help you improve your knowledge, skills, and performance to stand out as a CX professional. And if you're looking to learn about how customer experience best practices are put into action, or to be inspired by global customer experience thought leadership, be sure to check out my longer format interview episodes, which come out the first Thursday of each month. This is episode 27. I'm publishing this on February 14th, so I'm going to try and keep it short, as I'm pretty sure people have better things to do on Valentine's Day. During the month of February, I'm going to be incorporating insights from global thought leaders, but I first wanted to share an episode on an important topic that is frequently highlighted by my interview guests, but hasn't gotten airtime on the CX Mini Masterclasses yet. That's the relationship between employee experience and customer experience. Employee experience is getting increasing amounts of attention from the customer experience professional community, and with good reason. It's a key enabler of customer experience. In this episode, we'll explore the symbiotic relationship between employee experience and customer experience, and three reasons why customer experience professionals should take note. If you happen to be cooking an elaborate meal for your Valentine or scrambling to the store to pick up a card and flowers, and here's something that you'd like to remember later, don't worry about writing it down. You can find an overview of the key concepts that we've covered today in the show notes for this episode, which are on my website, julia-allfelt.com or decodingthecustomer.com. Before we dive into the relationship between employee experience and customer experience, let's start with the basics. What is employee experience? Now, personally, I'm not an HR specialist, so I might stand to be corrected here, but my understanding of employee experience is that it encompasses the actions and interactions that an employee has with their company and related to their job. As with customer experience, this definition is broad and includes a lot of different things, like how someone is hired, onboarding, their role definition, interactions with a boss or colleague, policies and regulations, communications from the company to the employee, basically all of the employee's interactions with their job. Employee experience is related to customer experience in that employees are a key pillar of an organization's operating model. And an organization's operating model is the engine that delivers customer experiences. If you're having a tough time making the connection, that's why I'm going to share three ways that employee experience influences customer experience. First, employees are the face of your brand. Not all customer experiences incorporate person-to-person interactions, but when they do, the employee becomes an extension of your brand. With more of our experiences happening in the digital world or through self-service channels, it means that each in-person interaction carries more weight and is also more likely to cover something that's specialized or complex, basically something that the customer can't or doesn't want to do on their own. Within this context, it's not much of a stretch to understand why you would want happy and engaged employees representing your company. This starts with employee experience and fostering affinity for the brand as a part of the team. As consumers, we've all interacted with an employee who is clearly miserable and hates their job. Those experiences are memorably bad, and they stand in stark comparison to those times that we've been helped by someone who clearly finds satisfaction and purpose in what they do. The second way that employee experience influences customer experience is that a person is behind every experience, even if that person is several steps removed from the customer. Digital experiences have to be programmed by someone, and even AI-driven experiences were at some point coded by a person. The intentions, care, and level of understanding of the customer will all shine through eventually. This is why it's important for team members to be engaged with their responsibilities, understand how they're connected to the customer, and to feel positive ownership for their contributions. Again, this isn't something that happens by accident. An employee's relationship with their organization starts with how they're hired and is molded over time through their employee experience. My third and final point today on the link between customer experience and employee experience has to do with change management. As customer experience professionals, we are inherently agents of change. Customers are constantly changing, and many of us are responsible for helping businesses evolve to keep pace. This means implementing changes within organizations that deliver experiences. Anyone who's been a part of implementing any change in the business world knows firsthand about the importance of change management. Without buy-in and support, you might as well kiss your plans goodbye. It turns out that employee experience plays a key role in setting the stage for change. One of my favorite books about influencing change, a book called The Influential Mind, I'll include a link to that in the show notes for this episode, explores how studies have shown that people who feel more comfortable and stable in their environment are more likely to take a leap of faith towards something that might be beneficial in the long term, even if that means some potential drawbacks in the immediate term. There's a clear connection to customer experience and change in the workplace. If, as a customer experience change agent, you're asking someone to use a new system or try something that is out of their comfort zone, they're much more likely to do this if they feel safe, secure, supported, and valued. On the other hand, if they're preoccupied with possible punishment if they mess up or unsure if the change will stick, then they're less likely to take that leap of faith. A positive employee experience provides a much better foundation for taking that leap and being part of rather than resisting customer-centric change. So there you have it. An overview of the relationship between employee experience and customer experience, and three ways that these are linked. If you're enjoying the show, please share the program with others who might be interested, or head on over to iTunes and rate the podcast. This helps others find the show. Are you keen to do some more intensive online training in the field of customer experience? Then I'd encourage you to check out CX University. They offer a broad array of e-learning options that you can access anywhere and anytime. Their offering includes practice tests for the CCXP exam, and they're a Customer Experience Professional Association accredited resource and training provider, meaning that their materials have been reviewed and vetted by the association for alignment to the 6 core competencies that are in the exam. And what's better is that all this is available on a flexible monthly subscription plan, meaning that you don't have to fork over hundreds of dollars to get started. As of the time of publishing this episode, plans including CX courses and practice exam questions start at just $75 per month, and listeners of the podcast can use the discount code PODCAST10 to get 10% off the first month subscription and help support this show. I'll be back next Thursday with another CX Mini Masterclass, including some insights from guest experts. If you'd like to get in touch in the meantime, you can send me an email, tweet, or LinkedIn message. My handle is at Julia Allfelt, and my full contact details are also listed on my website, julia-allfelt.com or decodingthecustomer.com.